And welcome back, Qadri Ismail, right now with our Q&A segment. And Q, obviously the Ravens did not make the playoffs this year, but still a lot of outstanding individual efforts.
Yeah, disappointing season overall. 8-8 is not the Raven way of doing things. 5-5 to get into the playoffs. You miss it this year. But I think if you look at the tape, and we've been looking at it all year long in Q&A segments, you're going to find that offensively, defensively, and special teams, there were some outstanding performances, and I want to break down some of those outstanding performances, starting with Darryl Smith, the 10-year veteran, who came into the season with big shoes to fill in talking about Ray Lewis holding down the middle. Now, this play here typifies the year he had. This is a bunch formation. This is against the Houston Texans. And in this bunch formation, basically what Matt Schaub is trying to do is have his tight end go down the middle of the football field, occupy Darryl Smith, take him out of the play. Outside receiver is going to go ahead and take Jimmy Smith out of the play. That's going to leave Owen Daniels in a position where he can go into that void where Darryl Smith left. But let's look at it into the end zone. You're going to see where Darryl Smith, his game preparation, allows him to what I call pattern read, understand the concepts of the pattern, and then now step into and make a tremendous play because he can anticipate where Matt Schaub wants to go with the football. That takes a lot of film study, that takes a great practice effort, and that takes trusting your eyes and reading your keys in a pressure situation. That flipped the game around for the Baltimore Ravens, and I thought that he had plays like that all year long. 19 pass defenses, a team record, shatters Ray Lewis's record of 13.
Also had 3 interceptions as well. Speaking of records, rookie Marlon Brown sets a record with 7 touchdown catches.
Yeah, tied Torrey Smith's rookie record. Fabulous year. Amazing how you look at his poise. Look at this play against Cleveland. Cleveland really basically took away this play. There's 4 defenders on 3 Raven guys. But the discipline of the outside guy, and this is Jacoby Jones taking 2 guys. And then, of course, you're talking about the veteran in Dallas Clark. He's going to go ahead, occupy the corner. But it's the poise in which Marlon ran his route to get past the linebacker really did it. If you look at the end zone copy and you watch how Joe Flacco trusts Marlon in running his route. Number one, you got to have great protection. Let Joe go ahead and manipulate that safety. Go ahead, Joe, manipulate him. And as he does, now it's about anticipating the out route that Marlon's going to run. You don't just put yourself in that situation by luck. It takes a lot of good, hard, old-fashioned work, and that's what Marlon did. I thought Marlon had a fantastic year all year long of making catch after catch after catch. His awareness of where the ball was at in space was tremendous.
And he didn't flinch in the teeth of some wicked pressure, and neither did Justin Tucker. 38 field goal sets a team record.
Yeah, Matt Stover sitting back saying to himself, oh, broke my record. But you know what? One of the things I thought, you know, as a second-year player, it was the way in which he attacked this year. He didn't just settle and say, well, I had a great first year, but he came out and he attacked this year. He had game-winning field goals, Miami game, overtime against the Cincinnati Bengals. And you're talking about an amazing performance, 6 field goals made in the Detroit Lions game. The 61-yarder, that's an NFL record for the longest kick indoors by an NFL kicker. Tremendous job this year of poise. 140 points scored, another team record by AKA Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, Darryl Smith, Marlon Brown, and Qadri Ismail, outstanding effort as we go through the last segment of Q&A. Great job, my friend. When we come back, Q with some final thoughts on the 2013 season. We'll be right back.